Task 12. You are going to listen to the first English woman ever to climb Mount Everest, Rebecca Stevens. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 9 with the sentence endings A to L. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Years ago, I was asked to write about Everest. I said yes, and off I went to investigate. So suddenly I found myself in this Himalayan environment by the highest mountain in the world. But then the question must be, why would you want to climb Everest? Why do people give up jobs? You know, leave families behind, travel from every corner of the world to risk life, risk limb, to climb a lump of rock? Why? Why would they do that? I was surrounded by people from all over the world desperate to do this. I mean, they were living and breathing, climbing Everest. So I felt there must be something that I was missing out on. And I made up my mind to climb a little way onto the mountain, not all the way to the summit. I've never climbed before, but just my own little summit. But nevertheless, I was anxious, nervous to put on all the kit and make my way slowly up this buttress, which I did over a period of 8 or 9 hours, usually mostly with my heart in my mouth as I was hearing avalanches peel off unseen slopes. But I got there, and on the top of this buttress, up there, 7,100 metres, I was more alive than I think I've ever been in my life. It's a cliché to say it's difficult to put into words, but what I can say was that I was so overjoyed that I was giggling, I was laughing. I just couldn't contain my emotions in that moment, looking up to the summit of Everest, looking down on the camp I'd come from, proud of myself that I'd got there after some physical effort. But I think also there's something about being in that environment where the slightest mistake has very serious consequences, that your senses are really alert. And I had never felt so sharp in all my days. I absolutely loved that moment being up there. Now, I came down the ropes again that same day, but that day for me, I went just to find out why people climb. It was a totally transformational day, because that was the day that I could describe in my 27 years really what I wanted to do, and I could say it in 5 words. I want to climb Everest. I wanted to do that. Now, I think there are a couple of things at this point to say about this. Firstly was, I made this decision I wanted to climb Everest and I had zero experience, no skills whatsoever. I had never, ever climbed a mountain. I'm saying it because with the benefit of hindsight, I realised that actually the most important thing to achieve anything is that initial desire. That want to do it. And this desire for me to climb Everest very importantly came from within me. It bubbled up from within me. It wasn't put on me by anybody else, by well-meaning teachers, parents, what have you. It was mine. It came from me. And that was really, really important. And that desire was what gave me the energy to go off, start climbing, pick up the skills, pick up the experience, to put myself in a position to go back. And was it difficult? Well, not so difficult, because I loved it. So it was quite easy for me to follow that path. The other thing I want to say about this decision at that moment was that even now there's a little voice in my head saying, was it not a little overly ambitious for a girl from Kent to set her eyes on the highest mountain in the world without ever having climbed? Still, I think a little bit on that. But the bigger part of me now says, so what? You know, the fact is, I did it. Other people do it. All of us have these self-limiting thoughts, which I think personally are imposed by society, composed by people around us, and then we start speaking these thoughts to ourselves. I'm saying now, young people, when you have those thoughts, be wary of them, and just grab them with both hands and throw them out of the window, because there's no reason to limit yourselves. You can think and do really very, very big things in life if that's what you want to do. Very important from that first moment. So it was, almost 4 years later, I went back to climb that mountain. We stood on the top of it on the 17th of May, 1993. Years ago, I was asked to write about Everest. I said yes, and off I went to investigate. So suddenly I found myself in this Himalayan environment by the highest mountain in the world. But then the question must be, why would you want to climb Everest? Why do people give up jobs? You know, leave families behind, travel from every corner of the world to risk life, risk limb, to climb a lump of rock. Why? Why would they do that? I was surrounded by people from all over the world desperate to do this. I mean, they were living and breathing, climbing Everest. So I felt there must be something that I was missing out on. And I made up my mind to climb a little way onto the mountain, not all the way to the summit. I've never climbed before, but just my own little summit. But nevertheless, I was anxious, nervous to put on all the kit and make my way slowly up this buttress, which I did over a period of 8 or 9 hours, usually mostly with my heart in my mouth as I was hearing avalanches peel off unseen slopes. But I got there, and on the top of this buttress, up there, 7,100 metres, I was more alive than I think I've ever been in my life. It's a cliché to say it's difficult to put into words, but what I can say was that I was so overjoyed that I was giggling, I was laughing. I just couldn't contain my emotions in that moment, looking up to the summit of Everest, looking down on the camp I'd come from, proud of myself that I'd got there after some physical effort. But I think also there's something about being in that environment where the slightest mistake has very serious consequences, that your senses are really alert. And I had never felt so sharp in all my days. I absolutely loved that moment being up there. Now, I came down the ropes again that same day, but that day for me, I went just to find out why people climb. It was a totally transformational day, because that was the day that I could describe in my 27 years really what I wanted to do, and I could say it in 5 words. I want to climb Everest. I wanted to do that. Now, I think there are a couple of things at this point to say about this. Firstly was, I made this decision I wanted to climb Everest and I had zero experience, no skills whatsoever. I had never, ever climbed a mountain. I'm saying it because with the benefit of hindsight, I realised that actually the most important thing to achieve anything is that initial desire. That want to do it. And this desire for me to climb Everest very importantly came from within me. It bubbled up from within me. It wasn't put on me by anybody else, by well-meaning teachers, parents, what have you. It was mine. It came from me. And that was really, really important. And that desire was what gave me the energy to go off, start climbing, pick up the skills, pick up the experience, to put myself in a position to go back. And was it difficult? Well, not so difficult because I loved it. So it was quite easy for me to follow that path. The other thing I want to say about this decision at that moment was that even now there's a little voice in my head saying, Was it not a little overly ambitious for a girl from Kent to set her eyes on the highest mountain in the world without ever having climbed? Still, I think a little bit on that. But the bigger part of me now says, so what? You know, the fact is, I did it. Other people do it. All of us have these self-limiting thoughts, which I think personally are imposed by society, composed by people around us, and then we start speaking these thoughts to ourselves. I'm saying now, young people, when you have those thoughts, be wary of them, and just grab them with both hands and throw them out of the window, because there's no reason to limit yourselves. You can think and do really very, very big things in life if that's what you want to do. Very important from that first moment. So it was, almost 4 years later, I went back to climb that mountain. We stood on the top of it on the 17th of May, 1993.